Zog the Gemara again, Daf Lamed Dalad, Omid Aleph, in the middle of the Omid, by the two dots, not the middle of the Omid, 10 lines from the bottom. V'shal ben ha'abayim o'isekreva ben evon u'nisochim. The Tomid shal ben ha'abayim was brought ben evorim u'nisochim. The Ktoiris, not the Tomid. The Aktor of the Ktoiris shal ben ha'abayim was ben evorim u'nisochim. Frek the Gemara menu'an emili. Why is it that Ben Abayim, it's after the Evorim? And in the morning, it's before the Evorim. Zog demo, Omer Rabbi Yechon and Omer Kro, Shteten Posik, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, Keminchas HaBoiker Uchniskoi Tase. It says in the Posik, Keminchas HaBoiker Uchniskoi Tase. Meaning, you compare it to the morning. Ma Minchas HaBoiker Keteris Kedemis Nesochim, just like in the morning, Keteris before the Nesochim, Afkan Kedemis Kedemis Nesochim. So it's before the Nesochim and it's after the Evorim. That's what it is in the evening. So Fregdi Morris and then comparing Gansen to the morning. Imala Halon Kedemis Kedemis Nesochim. In the morning, the Kedemis is before the Evorim. Afkan Kedemis Kedemis Nesochim should be before. So the Morris says we never compared it in that aspect. Miksiv Kevori Haboiker, Keminchas Haboiker Ksiv. Keminchas Haboiker, Velo Kevori Haboiker. We compare it to the Minchas Haboiker, meaning that it's before the Nesochim. Is it after the Evorim in the evening? Yes. Is it before the Evorim in the morning? Yes. That's not a stira. We're only comparing it to the fact that it's like the Minchas HaBoiker, meaning it's Kodemus and the Sochim. This is what we got up to. Tona Rabbonon, V'niskoi Revi'es Ahin. It says in the Pasuk, the beginning of the Pasuk is, V'esakeves Echod. Rashi says, V'niskoi Revi'es Ahin. Gabi T'minin K'siv Alimed Ala Echod Shton Nesochim. We're learning from one to another that it requires Nesochim. Because miu ha echad who shall arvis dominei solik tichsiv leelminei. The pasuk starts before v'esakeves hasheni tase ben aboyim. It starts off v'esakeves echad tase ben aboyim v'esakeves hasheni tase ben aboyim. So the last thing he mentioned in this pasuk is ben aboyim. So we're talking about the evening one, the afternoon one, and then it says v'asiras seif asurles oiles tomid asuyah v'asina v'niskoi revi'es ahin. So where's the niskoi revi'es ahin written by on the thing that was mentioned last? So zog the Moton Rabbonon v'niskoi revi'es ahin. We're learning out that you have the Nesochim, the Mincha and the Nesochim. Where is it written? V'niskoi revi'es ahin. Where is it written? It's written on the last thing mentioned, which is Ben Aboyim. V'esakeves hasheni tase Ben Aboyim. So v'niskoi revi'es ahin yilmet shel shachet b'shel arvis. You learn out that you have to have v'niskoi revi'es ahin in the morning from the afternoon, because since the last thing mentioned in this pasuk is v'esakeves hasheni tase Ben Aboyim. So you're learning out Shachas from Arvis. That's how Tanakama learns. Comes along Rebbe, Zog Demol Lamedal Lomid Beis, Rebbe Oimer, Arvis Mishal Shachas, Punk Fakert. Yes, the last thing mentioned in the Posek is Ben Aboyim. But the beginning of the Posek is what? Is a Keves Echa Taseb Aboyker. And you're learning out Fakert, and Veniskoi Revi'esin is going back on the Shachas. So you're learning out the afternoon from the morning. Zog Rashi, Rebbe Oimer, Arvis Mishal Shachas, the Lekeves Echod. After all, it says over here, it says the word echod. So the word echod is what we find by Shachris. So Emela, it's going back on Shachris. Esakeves echod is written by the morning. So now Veniskoi Revi'es Ahin is going back on the morning one. Because the Maisa, it says echod. And echod is going on the morning. The pasuk says, "V'niskoi revi'es ahin lakeves ho'echod b'kodesh hasach nesach sheichol Hashem." Why does it say lakeves ho'echod? Lakeves ho'echod is going back on the fact that the v'niskoi is going on what? On the where else does it say echod? V'esakeves echod tase b'boiker. So that's why Rebbe learns that the nesachim and the niskoi revi'es ahin is going on shachris, and he's learning out arvis from shachris. That's how. Rebbe learns. Now, what's the nafkamina if it's Arvis from Shachris or Shachris from Arvis? At the end of the day, both need a Niskoi Revi'es Ahin. They both need a Nesochim and Mincha. So Tais answers this question. Zok Tais on the top. Nearly, the Ikka B'Nayu, the nafkamina would be Tzibur Shlahoylem Nesochim El Echaman. Only one person has it. Lemando Amadigom Meshal Arvis Meshal Shachris. If you learn Arvis from Shachris, what's the main thing? Shachris. Inkish Shachris Ikker. So when are you makiv this Nesochim? in the morning. If the ikam makar is arvis, you learn arvis shachis from arvis. So you akim arvis, you bring it in the evening. So if you only have one nafkamina, is when do you bring it? That's our Tosfos learns. Rabbeinu Chananel brings another nafkamina. Rabbeinu Chananel Bami, it continues lamed heyom at aleph. He says my tanakama the rebbe the nafkamina is mashmois dorshin ikmenayu. That's all nafkamina. Mashmois dorshin. What do you learn from what? But Tosfos Taka brings the practical nafkamina if you only have one. Zok di Gemara, Bishlam el Rabbonon, Hai betomet shel ben abayim ksiv. Bishlam el kong to Rabbonon. We have machlokes Rabbi and Rabbonon. Rabbi says, you're learning out Avish Mashachet, because it says with Echod. And Rabbonon say, the last thing mentioned in the Pasuk is, Vesakavis Hashem et Asim ben abayim, and you learn Shachs from Avish. So Zok di Gemara, Bishlam el Rabbonon, Hai betomet shel ben abayim ksiv. The last thing mentioned was, Eskavis Hashem et Asim ben abayim, so you learn Shachs from Avish. El Rebbe, that says you learn Avish Mashachis, my timer, the last thing mentioned after all is Ben Abayim. Enter the Gemara, Omar Rabbe Ba'ulo, Omar Kro, Lekeves Ho'echod. Oh, V'niskoi Revi'es Ha'in, Lekeves Echod. The Nesachim Gufa, it says the word Echod. Echod connotes and is mashma that is going back on Shachris. Ezu Keves Shenemboi Echod, Havoim is a Tomet Shal Shachar. So that's Rebbe's Raya that's going back on Shachris. I, what's Rabbonim going to do with the word Echod? The Rabbonim, my Echod. Echod is telling me something else. V'niska Revi'a Se'in La'keves Echod means Echod Miyuchat Sheba Edroi. It's a Miyuchat Sheba Edroi. Learn him, it's going on the last thing mentioned, Ben Arboim. What is the word Echod pop in? Echod is telling me Miyuchat Sheba Edroi. V'Rebbe, how does he know you need Miyuchat Sheba Edroi? Zog di Gemara, Mimifchar Nidreichem. Oh, the Pasuk says, V'chol Mifchar Nidreichem Asher Tidru L'Hashem. So it says Mifchar Nidreichem. So Mela Nafka, from there you know you need Miuchat Sheba Edroi. V'Rabbonon, why do you have to have twice Miuchat Sheba Edroi? Sai Mimifcha Nidreichem, and Sai Echod Miuchad? V'Rabbonon Chad B'choyve V'Chad B'Nedovet Utzricha. You need to tell me that not just, you might think, a Nedova, you have to have a Miuchad, or maybe Choyve you need Miuchad, so you need by both of them. Rashi explains, Dr. Rashi Utzricha. Yes, Tzad Noiter is a Tzad to say, Sha Nedovet Tzorch Liapoiso. After all, an adobe, you have to make sure it's special. Kadesh tisrat zeladoyron, in order to be accepted. Vakabolas parim. V'yesh tzad noiter, is a tzad to say, loymar, shachoyva muteles, that which is obligated on you, tzorch lifkoy chavi misholim, has to be total and gantz in the shenster. So melo is a tzad for both of them, and that's a tzichusa. Without zekelim aveyu, we see it's a special posik by Karbonis itself, v'yestoyz, that you need to have the best. Zog di Gemara. So we said that you take and you mechamen chamen before Yom Kippur, because you're not allowed to be mechamen, it's avora, and then you place it inside the cold water. Now, this din is dafka by zokana isinis. By the Chassam Sofer says that a regular koyin, you're not allowed to, if he's not an isinis, you're not allowed to do this, because it's Yom Kippur. There's a din inui, you're being mevatel din inui if you're warming it up. You're not warming it up, the hainu mamish chamen, that's all question. Exeris balonim, you're not allowed going warm. You're not going warm. So, someone who used a mikveh, taira, maybe over there there's no exeris balonim, but the akaponim, it's not, we're not talking about that, it's mamish balonim, it's just taking away the hotness. You're taking away the coldness. You're making it that it's not freezing tzoinin. But exeris balonim, the pasha would apply. But the point is, mitzad, the het is only as istinus, mashenkin on them, Dr. Sam Seifer, there's a din of bitl in of Yom Kippurim, bechamin, meaning even taking away the coldness. Zogdimo Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, what was this? It didn't stand put in hot water and cold. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ashosher Shel Bazoi Mechamin Merav Yom Kippurim. Like we said, it had to be done Erev Yom Kippur, otherwise it's a Maver. But you warmed up metal rods, and you placed those metal rods inside the cold water. Umatin Letach Tzoinen, Kadesh Tafik Tzinosan, so the coldness should be removed. It should be not to be so cold. Frek the Gemara, Vices, it's not so hot. Rashi right away says in the next Gemara that you let it cool off those metal rods. It wasn't hot, hot, hot. Frag the Gemara, Valoy Mitzarev. Vice says, we're not talking about Bishop because it's not that hot. But Lamaisa, the Kli itself, we know when you take something after it's heated and then you put it in cold water, it conches, it's Makabe Patish, it makes the Kli into a Fatih Gazach. That's how you make Kalim, from hot to cold. So if it's only being Mitzarev, the Kli itself, it's Makabe Patish, it's a Deraisa. Zog Rashi, Valoy Mitzarev. Hanoisim balsam in eish lemayim mitzarfoi mechaskoi umakshayu. That's makom apatish. Mechaskoi umakshayu. Even if it's something that was not new, the mechazik the etzim zach hot and then cold is mechazik it. It's an isad rice. So makom apatish. So how could you do this? Enter the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Bibi shloigia letziruf. And here Rashi says it wasn't directly so hot that it's considered a ma'aseh tzir when you put it into the cold. So Rashi kvaro yimetzunim b'miktzas was a little cooled off. Af bishoy yednoisam b'layla b'teich cholim loichashoyis eino melubin kolkach. Even though you put it every Yom Kippur, but it's not melubin kolkach she'elo chizukai de'mayim. That's going to be mechazik. It won't be makav patish. That's one teretz. The hainu it's loygiel letziruf. Abaye Omar a tzveite teretz. No, afilu teima shegiel letziruf. Even if you're going to say that it's a gil letziruf, so ayel chorutz is a melacha. Dove she'en miskaven mutter. Abaye is saying that we're going like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon knows dove she'en miskaven is mutter, and if dove she'en miskaven is mutter, so mele it's mutter. I psik reisha. So you have to say it's not a psik reisha. Either he's not. It's not a psik reisha because psik reisha is for sure. And even if it's a psik reisha, it's a psik reisha. The linichalev. He's not the bialin. It's not my rods. I'm just the one that's warming up the cooling off, making the coolness to make the tzoynin. So it's not psik reisha nichalei. Psik reisha nichalei. The orach is matir. And even if we hold the paskin shulchan orach that it's awesome drabonon. So midrabbonon ain't shvus b'mikdash. So Mela Abaya evades the problem of tziruf. Number one, you're not miskaven. Dovashem miskaven is mutter. Are you going to tell me psik reisha? Psik reisha lo nichale. Psik reisha nichale is only nisrabbonon at most. So ain't shvus b'mikdash, and that's why it's mutter. But the Gemara right now is assuming Abaya holds like a Shimon. Frag the Gemara, umi om Abaya hochi. We know behead ya Abaya holds like a Yehuda. V'otanya, state in posik, learned in the Brice, it says, psar olosoi, it says, that b'yom hashmini yom b'sar alosoi the mitzvah mila. What do we learn from the word b'sar alosoi? What is the word bosa telling me? I feel a mokim sheishon beheres yikoyts. Even though there's an issa of ishama benegat tzaras and I'll remove the tzaras, but if it's b'mokim de mila, b'mokim sheish beheres yikoyts. The Torah says behedya yom hashmini yom b'sar alosoi even connected beheres. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia va'avino bo, and we asked on this kol omeli. Why need a posik? What's the purpose of a posik? After all, it could have said Yimar Alosoi. It's Dovashen Miskaven. That's what Rashi explains. Kolomali. Why did he? My intent is not to be Matar Eitzoras. My intent is to remove the Arla. And even a Psik Resha is only called a Psik Resha if that's my intent, Chotchvos. I'm intent is Tyra. I'm no intent for Tyra over here. My intent is Maisa Mila on the Shem Hashmini. So if it's Dovash and Miskaven, so why didn't the Poska tell me, Psar Olosoi, what did the Poska for? And that Abaya answered, Vom Abaya, L'Reb Yehuda, the Omer Dovash and Miskaven, Osor. The reason why he needs to tell me a Poska of Yem Hashmini, Yem Psar Olosoi, because since according to Reb Yehuda, Dovash and Miskaven is Osor, so Meli Shom B'nega Tzeraz would have been Osor, so he needs a special Poska to tell me that it's Mutter. Even a Dovash and Miskaven Osor. So we see Akoponim Akasha. You just answered, Abaya answered. That even a Giel Tziruf, the reason why it's Mutter, is because Dovash and Miskaven is Mutter. Here we see clearly Abaya holds that a Yim of Psa'al Osoi is even though, according to Abiyuda, you need a Posek because Dovash and Miskaven is also. We're asking Abaya holds like Abiyuda. How could Abaya say, Afilutem Giel Tziruf, Dovash and Miskaven Mutter, Shitz Abaya is like Abiyuda? How could he say Shitz Abaya like a Shimon to answer over here? It's a steer in Abaya itself. On that, the Gemara answers, Hani mili b'chol ha-teirekula, avalocha tziruf drabonanu. The Gemara is saying that ein chanami, lo'oilom Abaya taka holds, kol ha-teirekula, by Isur the Rises, he taka holds what? Like Rabbi Yehuda. But over here, the ganze tziruf is only drabonon. And vibal, the whole tziruf is only drabonon, so ein shvus b'migdash. Why is the whole tziruf only drabonon? So Tais explains, because over here, we're not talking about you being mitzar for kli. You're saying maybe take an old kli. We're not talking about a kli b'chlal. We're talking about a rod of metal. It's not pshat a makav patish on a kli. It's not a melachs machsheves on a kli b'chlal. It's not a kli. So mele it's not gmar melachtoi. It's not a kli. So mele the ganze tziruf is the rabbonon. So you're back to ancient b'mikdash. So lo oil of abaye taka holds like a b'yuda by kolatari kula by the rices. By the rices, the old dovashem is coming is also. Mashenken over here, it's tziruf is only the rabbonon because it's not a melech machsheves, it's not gemar melachtoi, it's a rod that you have nothing from, it's not a kli. Now Rashi learns a little different. Dr. Rashi, b'chol atay kula bisa de reisa, kuron koitze beheres tichsiv, hishon b'negat tziraz, v'om amar b'koitze behalte akos medaber, v'ein shvus b'mikdosh loy gassinon, do'atol atayim b'em iskaven. Dahainu, Rashi learns, not because of ein shvus b'mikdosh, Rashi learns, it's ein amiskaven, by the Rabbonon, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. That's what Rashi learns. That by the Rabbonon, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Dovashem is Kavan is Mutter. When does Rabbi Yehuda say Dovah Shem Miskaven is also by the Raisa? By the Rabbona, Dovah Shem Miskaven is Mutter. Tosfos learns that over here, the reason why it's Mutter is because Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. And tzir, the ganze Tzirv is only the Rabbonon. Why is it Tzirv the Rabbonon? Because it's not a Kli. So Mela, it's Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh, and that's why it's Taka Mutter. It's not Melech Smachsheves, and that's why it's Mutter. Zog the Mishnah. Have you a Lebeis HaParva? We're talking about the second Tefillah now. Zog Rashi, Litval Tefillah Shnia. And where was the Beis HaParva? Ube Kodesh Hoysa. Zog Rashi, She Tuna Mokam Kodesh Kishpish Leel. The Tefillahs have to be except for the first one. The first one was Beis HaMayim, was Bechoil. But he was still bringing Big Bechoil. But the second one is already Bekodesh. He really Beis HaParva Kodesh Hoysa. Now, even though Gagin and Loini Skachu, so we learned before, it's the Beis HaParva was Pesuch to the Azora, and it was Shovel Lekaka, so it has a Din Azora. So even if Gagin and Skachu over here, it would be considered Bekodesh Hoysa. Pierce who sat in Shal Boots Beinu Lebeinu Om. And on this, Rav Kahana said that to the Melamedim, that his Avoid is Big Deloven. Because here we're talking about the second Tefillah. The second Tefillah, Taka, the Avoid is Big Deloven. And he does Avoid is Yom Kippurim. And over here, Rav Kahana speaks it out. Over here, you need to tell me. Tais on the Flamed Aleph on the Beis said the Chiddush over here is that Shupoish Big Dezov, Yesh a little bit Big Machem, Sakdat Chaminin, Dulahavet Soich Akego. You're not going to make a mistake. You don't need a hacker. So still over here, Rav Kahana points out that you have to have Big Day Lovin. It's Shalbutz to remind you it's Big Day Lovin. Don't think over here you're not going to make a mistake. So we have a machloek as a main rabbonon. Zok the Mishnah, Kiddush Yod V'Raglov U'Poshat. Tanakama holds that what? When is Kiddush Yod V'Raglov? When he's still wearing his clothing. The first Kiddush. Kiddush Yod V'Raglov U'Poshat. The Poshat was only after the Kiddush. Remei Oimer, the opposite. Poshat, first you remove the clothing, and the kiddush on the poshat was when it was removed. Poshat kiddush on the v'raglov. Yogad v'tovah went into the mikveh, all of a sudden he dried himself off, so the shemini chatzitza. Hevilu big de lovon, here the brown the big de lovon. Lovash v'kiddush on the v'raglov. Here everyone agrees that the second levisha, the second kiddush amin, is after his lovash. Just the machlokes remain rabbonin is by the first kiddush, is the first kiddush before the poshat, and Remeir says that the first kiddush is after the lovash. Remember, poshat kiddush on the v'raglov. But the second kiddush is after he puts back on the begodim, is lovash. That was the machlokes behind the Gemara. The Gemara explained. Each one, the machlokes is what do you compare one to another? Remeir is makish pshita lelevisha, ma levisha loivish v'acha mekadesh, so pshita is poish v'acha mekadesh, and Rabbanon is makish pshita lelevisha in a different way. Ma levisha kshu lovish mekadesh, so to pshita is kshu lovish mekadesh. That was the Gemara of Laman Alvon Beis explained. This machlokes over here. Zok the Gemara. Now you bring Big Day Lovin because Ein Kategen Asanegi. You're doing the Melech, the Gemara Hashana. You're doing the Melech's Averis Yom Kippurim. So you wear Big Day Lovin. Beshachar. Now twice he wore Big Day Lovin. When he removed the Kafa Machti, he also put on Big Day Lovin. So Beshachar, in the morning when he did the Averis Yom Kippurim, the Keteres, Lefnai V'Lefnim, Hoyaloivish, Plusin, Shal Shneim Osamona. The Big Day Lovin was Shneim Osamona. Ben Abayim, when he took out the Kafa Machta, Haneduyin, they came from Neduyin. It's Eretz Neduyin, Zagrashi. It's Eretz Kush. Shoshmoina Meazuz. It was less. In the morning, it was what? Plusin. Plusin is also a Mokum. Plusin of what? Medinas Plusin, Zagrashi. It's more Mu'ula, Shneima Samona. And Ben Abayim, Shmoina Meazuz, which was less. Divina Mea. After all, Chaytzos Kafa Machta is not as Choshev. Chomim Oimrim, B'shach Ahoy Eloi V'shal Shmoyna Osamona. Chomim say a different Cheshbin. Also, morning was more, but a different number. B'shach Ahoy Eloi V'shal Shmoyna Osamona, 18 mona. Uben Abayim V'shal Shneim Osamona, 12 mona. Hakos Shloisha mona, if you count 18 and 12, but 30. Simple math. Zog Di Gemara, Eilu Mishal Tzibur, they were made from Tzibur's money. If you want to be Moisa on the 30, Tzibur, you don't have to take more. You can't take more. Can't be much yichud tzibur more, but in himself, if you want to give more, Avadi can give more. Now the Mikdash David says, after all, the first time you're wearing the Big Day Lovin of the Neduyin of the cheaper version, so to speak, not as expensive, is when you take out the Kafa Machta. When were you mechanach those begodim? You weren't mechanach the begodim. You're putting them on and you're going in. So he says you don't need an avoider to mechanach it. The etzem ma'aseh levisa for an avoider for that so Kafa Machta that is good for mechanach. Mechan Choson, and that's the chinuch that you're doing on these second Big Day Lovon. All right, we'll stop over here by the Gemara in Lamed Hei Omed Aleph.